Good afternoon. Welcome. You're listening to Kim Ariano on Walk the Talk with Kim on this glorious Wednesday afternoon. Eric, this is awesome. Did you order this weather?
I did.
You
happy,
did.
Happy spring.
You're good. We need to pay you more.
Thank you. I'm always making that case, but nobody's listening.
Nobody's listening to you, right?
Unfortunately.
Oh, man. This, what a beautiful day. I can see the Olympics. If you know where the studios are here at Sandusky, we are right perched at the top by where T-Mobile is, and we're in a big copper building up in the back, and you can see I-90 in Bellevue, but you can see downtown Seattle, and you can see the Olympics, and it really does turn me into Julie Andrews. I just want to start singing.
If you're on the website, you could actually click on the webcam now and see that as well.
Is it facing that direction?
Yeah, we got it. Looking out the window.
So. Ooh, who needs to see me, right? You get to see the Sound of Music.
Well, people get to see you on YouTube all the time.
That's right. We do post the Walk the Talk with Kim show on YouTube. It's very exciting. Well, we have an action pack, so we don't want to get through too much chit-chat today because we only have our first guest on for a limited amount of time. And it's a fascinating discussion. We have with us Delanne Elliott. Hi, Delanne. How are you?
Hi, I'm great.
Good. Delanne is started a foundation, and I'm going to steal any thunder and tell the story, but I like to always talk about how I got connected with my guests because it really just demonstrates what a small world it is. And I can't remember how I got connected with your friends at Caffeinated Communications. And actually, I think that I had them on the show talking about marketing.
Oh, wonderful.
And they had talked about your organization and we need to get connected with you. And we had you on the show for a very brief period of time. And in that period of time, you were calling on the phone. And I just had this connection to you and your story. And I went, you know, we need to get Delanne on the air because it's just such an incredible story. But I think you are just an incredible, inspirational person. And I wanted to give our listeners an opportunity to get to meet and get to know you. And we had a little bit of an issue with scheduling, and you were able to come on. So you're going to be on today, and you're going to come back in more detail in May. And we're very, very excited. But your story, tell us about your story. First, tell us the organization that you represent, and then you can explain the name.
Thank you, Kim, for having me on today.
You bet.
It's my pleasure. I'm actually the president and the CEO of an organization, nonprofit, called the Chris Elliott Fund for glioblastoma, education, awareness, advocacy, and research. So that's a really, really long name. So we go by CEF or the Chris Elliott Fund. And Chris Elliott Fund is my late husband. So almost 10 years ago, he passed away from brain cancer. He passed away from glioblastoma brain cancer, which is the most terminal type of brain cancer one can have. Before he passed away, we wanted to create something that would be lasting, that would help people so that they did not go through what we went through for 22 months fighting his disease. Along the way, we learned a lot of valuable experience. We learned the good, we learned the bad, and we wanted to share, and we wanted to be a resource for people going through this rather difficult disease. So we created the Chris Elliott Fund. We have a four-pronged mission statement: education, awareness, advocacy, and research. And if you had talked to me 12 years ago and said that I would be doing this 12 years from now, right, I would have probably said, yeah, No, I never believed in my wildest dreams that I would be advocating so hard every single day for brain cancer patients. But that's what I do.
So take us back 12 years ago. Let's do the education piece here. So you are a young mother with a young husband, and things are going great. You got two little babies. You have a three-year-old. You have a, how old was your daughter at the time?
At the time, she was 8 years old, and my son was 3 years old, mm-hmm, and my daughter was 5 years old when Chris was diagnosed.
And so everything's peachy keen fine. And then what happened?
Well, I do tell people I sort of had that fairy tale, perfect, wonderful life, and pinch me. And I was really lucky, and I know that. And I recall basically a month before my husband was diagnosed, I recall actually standing at our French doors at our home, looking outside. It's a sunny day. My kids are playing in the backyard, thinking, how lucky am I? Okay. So that, paint that picture, right? Mm-hmm. That's a picture for a lot of people. And my world was drastically changed upside down when my husband had a seizure and was rushed to the emergency room. And I was told he had a brain tumor. So that was scary enough. But learning that he would have surgery 3 days later, and then learning from his surgeon that the brain tumor was most likely the kind, and I quote you, that will kill him sooner than later.
Mm. This is what the doctor told you?
Yes.
Okay.
So if you hear my voice shaking, still today, just unbelievable.
Mm. Wow. And so then you had to handle the kids, handle this situation, and go through this process that nobody ever plans on going through, the process of dealing with an illness, let alone a terminal illness. And what did you find were the resources available to you, not only from a medical perspective about the disease, but also from, you know, from help?
Well, first of all, Chris and I made it a priority that our life and our children's life would not become all about the cancer. Mm. So that sounds fine. Let me tell you, it's really, really hard. But we did. We tried to make sure that our kids' schedule stayed the same, their friends stayed the same, their lifestyle stayed the same, everything, all their activities stayed the same. So I can remember days where I just was exhausted. And part of that is physical, part of that is emotional. But that's what we did on the home side for our family and for our children. And then I remember the day-to-day activities of caring for somebody who has a terminal illness. You know, there's doctor's appointments, there's blood draws, there's chemo, there's all kinds of things. You know, brain tumor patients during different times in their treatments, and particularly if they've had a seizure, that kind of thing, they can no longer drive. You know, so there's two lives drastically affected right there besides our children. Mm-hmm. So my life changed right then and there, and I became not only Chris's largest cheerleader, but I became his caregiver as well.
So 3 weeks before Chris passed, he said, "Hey, I have something that I think I need to tell you that we need to do."
As a matter of fact, we were in Boston at the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, and it was the morning of his fourth brain tumor surgery to remove a brain tumor that had returned. And his surgeon, Dr. Peter Black, did an MRI, which is very custom, the morning before surgery. And sadly, he discovered a brand new brain tumor in Chris's brain stem. So he came in and he told us we would not be doing surgery today. And Chris and I both knew enough about this disease, and we knew enough to know that we were looking at the point in time where there's just nothing else left to do at that time. And this is, you know,
12
years ago. Yeah, 11, yeah. 12 years ago. Things have changed somewhat since then. So we knew then that we needed to do something. But what happened, this is what a beautiful, blessed moment. My husband actually took out a piece of paper and he wrote down his bucket list. Mm. And one of the items on that list was do something about this disease. And so in writing that list and later on and in discussing it, he asked me to do something about this disease. Mm. So we created the foundation right then and there while we were still in Boston. We hadn't even returned home yet to Sammamish, to Seattle. So I didn't know what that was going to be. I didn't know what that was going to look like, you know.
Right. He just said, do it. And you went, okay. And then all of a sudden you had to execute.
Yes, exactly. And I knew we would fund research, you know, mm-hmm. cutting edge research. I knew we would do that. And after all the shock of really the last 22 months and everything that we had been through, then I realized, okay, wow, we can really help people, patients, caregivers, their families, and we can be a resource for those folks who haven't yet been down this road. Mm-hmm. And so then we decided that that's where we created the mission, you know, and that's mm-hmm. where it became four-pronged. So we're a resource for people all over the world. 24/7, we are contacted for help. And one of the things that we do, which I wish someone had done for us immediately, is that we connect people with brain tumor centers all over the United States, depending on where their geographical area is, et cetera, et cetera. That's such a big, beautiful blessing and such a resource that everybody should have access to it.
That's excellent. And when we come back from the break, we're going to talk more about glioblastoma. What it is, I mean, that's such a long word. I can't believe I actually just said it.
Good job.
And thank you very much. Thank you for teaching me. And talk a little bit more about what your organization's doing. But before we go, what should we know about Chris?
Oh, gosh. I think everyone should know about Chris is that he was a kind man, caring, passionate. And I think I might have inherited some of his passion, actually, for fighting this disease still. And I think that he would be very happy today to know that the Chris Elliott Fund is making a big and powerful impact, not just locally, but nationally. And I'd love to share more about that, too.
I think you're right. I think he would be very, very proud of you. I'm very proud of you. You're listening to Kim Arellano, and you're listening to Walk the Talk with Kim. Come on back, and we're talking with Delanne Elliott of the Chris Elliott Fund.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Since 1977, Pearson Law Professionals have compassionately guided individuals and their families through the legal process to seek justice for insurance disputes and personal injury claims. Pearson Law has secured justice in civil matters with a network of resources, wealth of experience, and a compassionate attitude. That's the Pearson Promise. Call 800-423-8473. That's 800-423-8473 for a free case evaluation. Or check them out at walkthetalkwithkim.com.
Come join the original Adventure Boot Camp for Women in the Pacific Northwest. 7 years and running. See for yourself what it's all about, an experience you don't want to miss. Adventure Boot Camp is a four-week outdoor fitness program that offers fitness instruction, nutritional counseling, and motivational training, packed with fun and energizing activities designed to help you build a strong, fit body and mind. Whether you want to lose unwanted fat to feel fabulous in your clothes, or if you want to boost your metabolism and renew your energy, this program is for you. Now is the time to get started. Class size is limited and fills quickly, so go to eastsidebootcamp.com or call Kimbro at 425-890-5037.
Hey, my name is Craig Goble.
And I'm Dory Z.
And I'm Rob Gray.
And together, we're the best thing you can do on a Thursday afternoon from 4 to 6. We're talking about leading-edge real estate topics.
Learn the ins, outs, and secrets of the real estate industry.
And why things work and why things don't every week on Real Estate Radio.
We'll tell it to you as it is, straight, honest, and from the cuff.
And where else can you listen to three real estate professionals who are doing this every day? We're in the trenches, putting transactions together and solving problems.
Real Estate Radio.
Tune in every Thursday afternoon, 4 to 6.
The search is over. You found the station that's not afraid to be different. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night.
You're listening to Walk the Talk with Kim, and I am here with Delanne Elliott of the Chris Elliott Fund. And we were talking about Chris and his legacy that is now 10, 11 years old, and you are flying all over the country, meeting with people, you're helping families, you're just, I had asked you if you had wings underneath that blazer, and you're also raising children by yourself, and so I'm just in, first of all, in complete awe of you and humbled by you. But what are some of the things, so before we go there, so glioblastoma is a type of brain tumor. Do we know how many people are affected, where it comes from? What do people need to know about glioblastoma?
Okay. So glioblastoma is the most malignant type of brain cancer that one can get. There are 22,000 cases of brain cancer diagnosed every single year. 50 to 60% of those are glioblastoma. What you need to know really, in a nutshell, is you need to be treated at a brain tumor center noted for its excellence. You need to know that you have genetic testing available to you, and you might wonder why that's important. The reason that genetic testing of one's brain tumor and live tumor tissue is important is because it will help tell your neurosurgeon, neuro-oncologist, which chemo drug that we have available will have a better effect, better reaction in fighting your brain tumor. So there's no point in waiting, you know. There's no point in doing chemo after chemo after chemo. Go directly to the chemo that is going to benefit you the most. If you're not at a place where they routinely do the genetic testing, I would consider that in your treatment options. That's most important. And really, that's it. People need to know that seizures are a common sign of brain tumors. People need to know that headaches are a common side of brain tumors. Some people have acid reflux. That could be a sign of a brain tumor. And here in Seattle, the Chris Elliott Fund actually works very, very closely with the Ivy Center for Advanced Brain Tumor Treatment, which is part of the Swedish Neuroscience Institute. And we determined a long time ago how important it was for patients and their families to have help and support. So we created and developed and fund the Chris Elliott Fund Integrative Patient Support Program, which is a dedicated social worker who's on site to meet with brain tumor patients, their families. We also support patient support groups and caregiver support groups there as well. So
now, is this the location that you give tours?
Oh, thanks for reminding me. As a matter of fact, Kim, I am actually hosting a tour of this program on Friday, April 15th at 3 o'clock here in Seattle. So if you're interested, just go to info@chriselliottfund.org and let me know you're interested. I'll pop you the details.
And that's info@chriselliottfund.org.
Yes.
Okay.
Elliot with two L's and two T's.
Okay, got it. And I will post this information on the Walk the Talk with Kim website as well, so that you have that information to you. And that's on April 15th at 3 p.m. Now, last time I talked with you, you had gone to Washington, D.C., and you called me from D.C., and I said, work or pleasure? And you're like, well, let me show you. And you sent me this incredible press release. And so there's ongoing. I think it's important to understand that the medicine around cancer is changing constantly. And so what, you know, used to kill us before doesn't necessarily now. And I think that a lot of the work that you're doing is also shedding a light on glioblastoma and ways to treat it. And there's what I think is an incredible, for me being in psychology, an incredible new way of looking at treating these things. And it's a device. Tell me about the device in your trip to Washington, D.C. just last week.
Just last week, I was asked to present to the Neurological Medical Devices Advisory Committee to the FDA on a brand new opportunity option to treat brain cancer. And Kim mentioned it's a device. It is a device, and it is the very first of its kind. It's made by a company called NovoCure. And what this device does is it basically gives out low current electrical currents to the brain tumor for 12 hours a day. And what the clinical trials have reflected is that it's safe, and it is just as effective as the three current FDA-approved chemos or drugs that we have now to treat brain cancer. So I was presenting in D.C. for approval of this device, really because patients need another option and doctors need another option in order to be able to treat this device. So it is my hope that someday brain cancer becomes really more of a disease that is maintained. It's under maintenance. So that's what I was doing, and I am happy to report that the panel voted 7-3 to approve this device.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
Yes.
Now, is this something that's implanted in the tumor, or is it on the outside of your brain? So there is surgery. You still have to have the device planted.
Well, thank you for asking, Kim. It's actually really simple. It's not implanted. It's actually put on top of the head. The electrodes are put on top of the head.
Oh.
And so the brain tumor patient carries around the, what I'm just going to call the battery pack.
Right.
So it's sort of in a cool, you know, purse or a cool, you know, man bag.
A satchel, not a purse.
Exactly. Yeah. Depends. Depends.
Designer.
Yes. And the electrical currents are constantly delivered at low doses onto the person's head, and it's actually from all angled towards the brain tumor. And what it does is it basically, I'm not a scientist, but here's in layman terms, it basically messes up the cells that are trying to divide to create more cancer cells. That's basically what it does in a nutshell. Mm-hmm. So the brain cancer is basically stopped.
Yeah. And so as long as you're wearing it, it's stopped. But once you stop, does it continue or does it kill it good for good?
You would want to keep this treatment on. You wear it for 12 hours a day.
Okay.
So, but you would want to keep doing it.
And
yes.
Can you wear it while you're sleeping?
You can wear it while you're sleeping. You cannot wear it while you're taking a shower.
That would not be good.
That would be bad.
That would be bad.
I think there's a warning sign on there.
Good. Is it a picture of a little person getting executed? Yeah.
I don't know.
I ask silly questions. But it's very exciting because I think it sounds to me like it's natural. I don't know what kind of side effects you get, but we know, chemo is basically poisoning your body.
There's no side effects. That's what's so beautiful about this. The
wonderful
quality of life piece is wonderful. The only thing that brain tumor patients have said that occasionally their head will get warm. Not hot, but just warm, you know? And if you ask me, you know, treating brain cancer, if that's what the side effect is,
right,
sign me up.
You've seen that stuff on commercials that they have these medications and they list all the side effects. You're going, are you kidding me? Wow. But no, that's incredible. And are there other types of cancers at this device that they're looking at FDA approval for? Is there just for
glioblastoma? It's also lung cancer.
Wow.
So what's really cool about the approval that we got last week is it will open up additional clinical trials for this device for brain cancer, but also other diseases as well.
How exciting is that? So how did you figure this? I mean, was that from funding and research, or did this organization approach you and said, hey, we have something we'd like you to...
Well, I learned about it because there is a clinical trial here in Seattle. And mm-hmm. so that's how the Chris Elliott Fund learned about it and started learning more about it. And I had learned about it for the very, very first time. I was at a conference, brain tumor mm-hmm. conference, about 2 years ago. So look where we've come. Look where we've come
in just
today.
A short period of yes. time, relatively yes. speaking, could save lives. So how do you raise money for your organization? What are some of the things that people can do to help out?
We rely on donations from the public for all of our programs. And you know what I do? I just encourage people to go to our website, which is chriselliottfund.org. There's an events page. And on our events page, it talks about all the different events that we have going on in 2011. And one thing I want to talk about is an inaugural event for us. We're very proud to announce a fundraising climb of Mount Rainier with legendary mountaineer Craig Van Hoy of Go Trek and Expeditions and Northwest Mountain Guides. And that's going to take place July 30th through August 1st. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of information on our website for that event. We also have coming up on May 26th, right here at the Bellevue Hyatt, our inaugural Brains Matter Awareness and Fundraising Luncheon with John Curley. And again, just go to info@chriselliottfund.org for more information on that. One of the things that my husband used to love to do is golf. So this year is the 10th annual Chris Elliott Fund Celebrity Golf Classic, to be held out at TPC Snoqualmie on July 25th.
And well, you got a lot of stuff going on this
yes,
summer.
Yes, we do. We do. It's all about awareness. It's all about raising money for our programs and getting the word out there.
You know, your order's a little bit off here, though, because you're going to have a wine thing, and then you're going to go golf, and then you're going to go climb Mount Rainier.
Well, you know, I'm not doing all those things personally, but we want to give the public a lot of options
there you
to
go.
Be able to get involved.
Whatever
with
your
cans.
Boat is, we've got something that can help you get involved. Now, are you going to be climbing Mount Rainier?
No, I'm not.
You're not going to be climbing Mount Rainier?
Well, here's the only reason why is I don't have time to train. And if I did, I would. And I'm not saying I'm not I'm ruling it out. I'm just ruling it out this year.
I had a friend of mine who last year climbed Mount Rainier for her 50th birthday, and that was her big thing. And I was listening to her trials and tribulations as she was going through the process, and that night before of going, oh my gosh, I'm going to go climb a mountain. How irresponsible is this as a mother? And boy, it's for any people that do that, good for them. Mm. Delan, this was not enough time. I'm excited to have you back on in May. But again, people can learn more about your organization by going to www.walkthetalkwithkim.com, or you can go to www.chriselliottfund.org. And again, there is the April 15th at 3 p.m. is the tour of the Ivy Center for Advanced Brain Tumor and Treatment, and you're going to be delivering that yourself. And then again, there's a John Curley is hosting the inaugural Brains Matter Awareness and Fundraising Luncheon, and then you've got the golf course and or the golf classic, and the climb. So all kinds of ways that people can get involved and help out. Thank you so much for coming, for sharing your story. Appreciate it.
Oh, thank you so much.
Oh, it was a lot of fun. You're listening to Kim Ariano on Walk the Talk with Kim on KKNW Alternative Talk AM 1150.
Have you heard the phrase, the beatings will continue until morale improves? To organizations, employees are the biggest assets and biggest fans. If they're not feeling heard or appreciated, the bottom line will suffer. For mission-driven organizations, the reliance on employees and managers to rally around the core messaging is critical for success. At Ariano Consulting, we provide leadership best practices, education, and communication strategies for mission-driven organizations. Whether you're a business of one, middle manager, or leader in a large company or nonprofit, our experiential workshops and focus on organizational psychology will assist you in achieving success with your messaging and vision. Call for a free consultation today, 425-888-9790, or check us out at www.walkthetalkwithkim.com. Ariano Consulting, achieving your message through understanding human behavior.
Hi, this is Julie Forbes. Join me on Wednesday afternoons from 2 to 3 p.m. for the Dog Talk Show, an evolved perspective on life with dogs. Listen to discussions on dog-related topics and call in to voice your opinion or ask my opinion about your dog. We will talk about everything from dog behavior to pet food to dog training programs in prisons. The Dog Talk Show, an evolved perspective on life with dogs. I'm your host, Julie Forbes. Tune in Wednesdays from 2 to 3 p.m. on Alternative Talk 1150.
Whether they're working on an automotive accident case or helping a client injured by a defective product, the Pearsons are passionate about serving their clients. Their successful approach tackles the right issue at the right time with the best tools and expertise available. Clients rave about the Pearson Law Team's savvy abilities to ensure clients' voices are heard and to demystify the legal process and explaining choices and opportunities. Contact them at 800-423-8473 or PearsonLawFirm.com. That's P-E-A-R-S-O-N LawFirm.com. Or check out WalkTheTalkWithKim.com for more.
No other station brings you this much variety. Welcome to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
You're listening to Walk the Talk with Kim. I am Kim Ariano. Welcome back. Walk the Talk with Kim show is sponsored by Pearson Law Firm. Expect expert representation, a wealth of experience, and a kind, compassionate attitude from Pearson Law Firm. That is the Pearson promise. And I do want to take this opportunity to congratulate our friends over at Pearson Law Firm. They got a verdict last week and won a very big case for a woman who had been in a car accident that left her permanently disabled, and she was fighting her insurance company for any coverage. And it just goes to prove the wonderful people over at Pearson will give it all, and they really, really care. And I had been following them through the saga. And the one thing that I can tell you, if I were to describe the Pearsons, I would say authentic. You know, you think of lawyers, and especially injury lawyers, and you have this perception. And I can tell you that that is so far from the reality of Jerry and Michelle Pearson. They are the most kind, wonderful people that you could ever meet. So if anything unfortunate happens, any personal injury resulting from a car accident or anything like that, their advice is to get representation as early as possible to avoid a lot of the heartache that comes with battling insurance companies and those types of things down the road. So please do give Pearson Law Firm a call. You can call them at 1-800-423-8473. Again, 1-800-423-8473. Also want to let you know that the Snoqualmie Valley Women in Business is partnering with the Mount Si Senior Center for April 17th from 2 to 5 p.m. at TPC, which is the world-class beautiful golf course up in the Snoqualmie Valley. The best views you can possibly find anywhere in Western Washington, we believe. And we are having a fashion show, and it's for all ages, and it's from 2 to 5 p.m. on April 17th, and we'll get more information for you on that, or you can go to www.svwib.com, or again, the Mount Si Senior Center. So as long as we're talking about the Valley, we also have an incredible organization that I've been involved with and have donated to. It is a wonderful company that looks at helping preschool age children and their families in the community. And I think what's so special about Encompass is that everyone within the organization really embodies the passion and the spirit and the authenticity about being involved in the community. You don't see anybody at Encompass that all they care about is the kids. They care about the kids, they care about the family, they care about the health of the community. They are supporting all of the other nonprofits in the area. The executive director, Gregory Malcolm, is also the president of the Chamber of Commerce. And this organization, I think, is a high standard for what it means to be a part of a community, that it's not just about your organization, but that they get the fact that we're all in this together, and health of one organization means health of all organizations. And so I am very privileged to welcome the communications officer of Encompass, Mr. Clay Eales. Clay, welcome to the show.
Hello, Kim.
How are you?
Doing great.
I know, Clay.
I love that spring is here.
Isn't this beautiful? Oh my gosh. It just makes me happy.
Oh yeah.
I had somebody this morning I gave a hug to, and she goes, man, that was a big hug. And I said, it's a spring hug. It's just beautiful out there. So, well, welcome. Welcome to the Walk the Talk with Kim show. This isn't going to be the first time. We've got some really good things going on with Encompass. But first of all, tell our listening audience a little bit about the organization and what's special about Encompass. I can go on all day, but let's hear it from the
Well, you've really captured it well, and in just in the wording that you've used. Our catchphrase, our slogan is children, families, community. And that's what Encompass is all about. We haven't been Encompass as the name Encompass for longer than about 6 years, but the organization's been around for 45 years. Mm. It was started by a group of mothers who had developmentally challenged children and were living in the Snoqualmie Valley, the Upper Valley, Snoqualmie, North Bend, and didn't want to or couldn't get into Seattle for the therapy that their kids needed regularly, and decided to start their own organization. And things just flowered from there. We call that our taproot function, the idea of providing therapy for the very youngest of kids who need help. And studies show that if you get the help early enough, quite a few of them can be preschool ready. We've had a number of names over the years, but the name changed about 6 years ago because there was a perception that the previous name, Children's Services of Snow Valley, was a little too formal and distancing, and so there actually there were focus groups, and the board worked on it quite a bit, and there was actually a meeting where people were sitting around a table, and somebody said, you know, Encompass does, or we do all of these this variety of things. I wish there were one name that encompassed everything that we did. And that's when the
that's when it was born.
That's right. That's right.
So tell me about some of the originally the organization was focused on providing services to children with delayed. Mm-hmm. So what are some of the things that your organization focuses
all
on?
All over the map. Anything having to do with kids and families. You mentioned preschoolers. We have the only nationally accredited preschool in the Snoqualmie Valley, and only one of four on the east side, and that's a big, big deal. That's sort of the good housekeeping seal of approval. Mm-hmm. You see preschools everywhere, but to go through the accreditation process is quite a daunting but a very rewarding thing, and we've been accredited for the past 15 years, and we are in the next five-year cycle. And so we offer the best of preschool for those who are able to pay, and then we also have a number of children who are subsidized by the state, and they are all mixed together. You wouldn't know one from the other. We have parenting classes, one-on-one parent coaching, community family nights, child care co-op where you can drop off your kids, work one night and you get credit for two. We have, oh my, the programs go on and on. There are parents out there, actually grandparents or aunts or uncles who thought they were done being parents 10, 20 years ago and all of a sudden are thrust into the role of they're the parent again and things have changed. And so we call that kinship care and we have a support group to help them. We help people who come in off the street, who've lost their job, lost their home, provide all kinds of family support services. Basically, if Encompass cannot do it, we know where to find it. We are really a true community center. Yep. All walks of life come through our doors, and it's a, as you say, when you work there, you're not distanced from the people whom you're serving. I am as close as I am to you is one of our preschool classrooms, and I see the kids coming in and out every day. I mean, it's visceral. It's mm-hmm. you really feel you're a part of things, and really helping. I mean, children, families, community, it says it all.
And I know some of the services which I think are really valuable, and you had briefly mentioned it, but you have speech therapists and other types of therapists that deal with some of the developmental issues, and you can't stress enough the younger that you can address those. And so you deal with newborns and infants. I mean, it's not just preschool-aged kids.
Correct. The Taproot program, as I said, the technical name for that is Birth to Three Early Intervention, and the idea is to get to kids early. And these kids have a variety of problems, and there are more than we really realize. And it's the kind of a thing where you don't realize it until you are in contact with it. My job, I get to write about and photograph everything that we do, and so I've sat in these therapy sessions and have seen the magic take place. It sends the hairs up at the back of your spine, you know, just to watch this happen, to see the curve. And the same thing that happens with coaching parents with kids who they just have almost thrown up their hands and their house is in disarray. And to go through the one-on-one parent coaching program is something that's magic as well. Parents say that you saved our family's life. And to see these things happen is truly amazing.
So how did you get involved in this organization?
Well, you mentioned a guy named Gregory Malcolm.
Yes.
He's not only executive director and not only the president of the chamber, but he's a very charismatic guy.
Yes,
he
is.
He and I have been friends for more than 25 years. I helped hire him for his first job way back in the Paleolithic era of the mid-80s at the West Seattle Herald newspaper. And we've helped each other over the years. And as the need has grown for our services, the staffing has increased, and the desire and the requirement to get the word out about what we do so that we can serve more people and so that we can give people the opportunity to provide support for it has grown as well. And so he created a communication officer position. And you know, we're talking about an organization that's headquartered in North Bend, and I still live in West Seattle.
Oh, and, boy.
And it was 3 years ago he told me, you know, I'm going to create a communication position, and I want you to be here. You're going to come. You're going to see what you're going to love what you see. You're going to be on my team. I want you here. I mean, that's powerful stuff when somebody wants you that badly. And I was thinking, are you kidding? Commuting to Eastern Washington? You know?
Yeah, exactly.
but the job has been wonderful. And there is Gregory, in one sense of describing Encompass, says it's like the blind man and the elephant, who are standing around an elephant, and one pulls the trunk and one pulls the tail and one touches the leg, and they come into contact with the elephant, and they think they understand what it is by that one touch. But Encompass really has all these different aspects to it, and once you're in touch with it, you get to know this wide-ranging organization. And a number of the families who are served by one program discover other things that we do, mm-hmm. and they get involved in other things. And then a number of those decide they want to pay it forward because their kids or they themselves have been helped so much that they want to contribute to the organization so that others can have the same opportunity.
When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about some really incredible programs that you have going on. We're going to talk a little bit more about Encompass, and I love your passion. This is why I do this show, is to bring people on that truly epitomize the passion that they have for their community and for their organization. So you are listening to Kim Arellano on Walk the Talk with Kim on Alternative Talk, KKNW, AM 1150.
You got feelings in your heart. Don't let fear of feeling fool you. What you see sets you apart.
Jerry and Michelle Pearson of the Pearson Law Firm are local residents just like you who have a passion to help those who have been wronged in our community. If you have a personal injury, automobile accident, property hazard, industrial injury, defective product, or nursing home neglect issue, award-winning Pearson Law Firm can help anywhere in Washington. Contact them today for a free case evaluation at 800-423-8473. That's 800-423-8473, or check them out at walkthetalkwithkim.com. Ever feel like strangling your boss?
You little...
Or maybe you're the boss and your employees make you want to strangle yourself? Drop that noose and tune in or call in to The Boss Show, Wednesdays at 5 p.m. on Alternative Talk 1150. Hosts Jim Hessler and Steve Motenko, co-owners of Path Forward Leadership Development, will take your calls on everything boss-related, offering deep insights with a dollop of outrageousness. The Boss Show, workplace wisdom with heart and humor, Wednesday afternoons at 5.
Come join the original Adventure Boot Camp for women in the Pacific Northwest. 7 years and running. See for yourself what it's all about, an experience you don't want to miss. Adventure Boot Camp is a four-week outdoor fitness program that offers fitness instruction, nutritional counseling, and motivational training, packed with fun and energizing activities designed to help you build a strong, fit body and mind. Whether you want to lose unwanted fat to feel fabulous in your clothes, or if you want to boost your metabolism and renew your energy, this program is for you. Now is the time to get started. Class size is limited and fills quickly, so go to eastsidebootcamp.com or call Kimbro at 425-890-5037.
Open your ears, open your heart, open your mind. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
The streets are ours. These lights in our street are ours.
Welcome back. You're listening to Kim Arellano and Walk the Talk with Kim, and I'm here with Clay Eales, the communications officer for Encompass in the Snoqualmie Valley. But you don't just serve Snoqualmie Valley. You serve outside the valley as well.
That's right. We are the organization of record for three school districts: the Snoqualmie Valley School District, Riverview to the north, which Carnation and Duval, and also the Issaquah School District. And we also serve families for even greater than that area who hear about our programs and take the time to come a little further than they might like, but to get the good quality programs.
And it's not that far. As you mentioned, coming from Seattle into North Bend, yeah, you think it's forever. But people would be surprised. It takes me about 7 minutes, and I don't speed too bad, to get from North Bend to Issaquah. And then, for me to get downtown, at the most, it might take 25 minutes. Mm-hmm. At the most, it really doesn't take that long at all to get out to the valley.
So we are in the Upper Snoqualmie Valley and Lower Valley, but also in Issaquah and Sammamish mm-hmm. in a big way, just in people's homes. We don't have a storefront there. But one of our strategic goals that our board really found it was important to establish a couple years ago was that we are going to become more and more embedded and visible in Issaquah and Sammamish.
Mm-hmm. And so I just wanted to stress that because I think, you have the facilities up in North Bend, but your therapist, your speech therapist and all that, they do travel. They go to people's homes to do all this
stuff. They put on the miles on their car.
I can imagine that there's a lot of miles to cover up there, it's probably pretty enjoyable for them.
And there are a lot of families and kids. I mean, if you just one drive through the Issaquah Highlands will tell you, and similar to Snoqualmie Ridge, which was featured in the Seattle Times recently. You know, Snoqualmie is the fastest growing city in the state, and parts of Issaquah can't be far behind.
No, they started it. Actually, those people in Issaquah, they started it. No, just kidding. We love our friends up on the ridge. I speak as an old timer. I've been in the valley my whole entire life.
Do we get to call you historic?
You can't. Yes, you can. I would suggest, though, that you wait until I have some wine. And so let's talk about wine, a perfectly appropriate segue. So one of the things that's really exciting is every year Encompass puts on these incredible galas, and your organization is always so great about supporting other organizations. And really, I don't want people to forget that the whole reason why I'm doing this show is to not only highlight organizations that are doing good things in the communities, but highlighting organizations that are standards of excellence in their communities. And this is really an effort for other nonprofit organizations, community-based organizations, even if you're volunteering for an organization, to get some really quality ideas and to feel that spirit that really supports these organizations, so that you can in turn pay that forward within your own community. And one of the things that Encompass does, which is a load of fun, first of all, especially for us local yokels up there, but even people that aren't local, you have an event coming to Issaquah mm-hmm. called the Sip Fest.
That's right.
What is the Sip Fest?
Well, it's an outgrowth of an event that we started a couple of years ago called the Sip of Snoqualmie. But very deliberately, strategically, we decided that we needed to have this event be held in the Issaquah area to draw more attention to the fact that we are already there serving many, many people. And so this is at Pickering Barn, and it's not called Sip of Snoqualmie, it's called Sip Fest, as you say.
Sip Fest.
And it's
a festival of sips.
That's right. And it used to be just a wine event, but this year we will have not only 20 wineries, but 10 breweries and 10 restaurants, and the ability to sip and taste from all of these establishments all at one place at Pickering Barn. The ticket price in advance is just $40. So it's a really good way for people to get to know a little bit about the organization and have a wonderful time at the same time.
And you get the tastings.
That's
you
right.
get a souvenir glass and 20 wineries, 10 microbreweries, and 10 restaurants for $40.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you go for that ever? So you can get your fill and get your fill, and all of the proceeds go for paying for the incredible programs that Encompass puts on.
That's true. By our mission, we serve everybody. We serve people in need. We serve people who are not in need. We serve people all across the map. And one of the critical ways that we are able to do that is through what's the term today is advancement, which is fundraising and outreach, getting the word out and bringing people in. And this is one way to bring people into Encompass, to have a fun event and to learn a little bit about Encompass at the same time.
And you're going to meet the funnest people in the state of Washington. I tell you, you know, if you've ever been to a party where you have the folks in the valley together, man, we know how to whoop it up, and we'd love to whoop it up with our friends in Issaquah and Bellevue and Seattle and all around. And that's Saturday, April 16th from 6:30 to 9:30 p.m. And again, the price on that is $4. Again, Saturday, April 16th.
It's $40. 40 in advance, 45 at the door.
At the door, okay. And then we've got Facebook. You can go to the Encompass website. That's www.encompass. That's Encompass.NW. You have to put the NW or else you go someplace that is not this organization.org. And I'll put all that information on the Walk the
Talk
website.
Terrific. And if you want to find out specifically which wineries, which breweries, which restaurants, you can go to our website. It's easy to find there. And this is not the only Issaquah-based event that we have coming up. 2 weeks after SipFest, we have something that's a table captain-driven event, more of an exclusive type thing, but you may hear about it from a friend or a neighbor, or you can attend by buying a ticket on our website. It's a spring gala modeled on our very successful autumn gala. Our autumn gala is held at TPC Snoqualmie Ridge, but this one on April 30th, the evening of that date, will be held at the Golf Club at Newcastle. And you talk about the view from this radio station. I think that might just
Newcastle,
a good competitor to that view. I had never been up there until last year, and that's just up the hill from Issaquah and Sammamish, and we're really looking forward to a fun event then. That's a wine-focused event, too, where you get to meet the winemakers from four wineries and there are lots of exclusive opportunities there. More information on our website,
too. I went to the event last year at TPC at the Ridge in Snoqualmie, and man, was it good. I still remember, I think we had medallions that were just the most, it was incredible. So good food, and the wineries had representatives that came and talked about the different wines, and were talking about what you were eating and why it paired. And for me, I know nothing of wine, but I had a blast. It was a really good time, and I learned a lot. It was a lot of fun.
Our advancement staff knows how to put on a good event. That is for sure.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. So even if you don't like kids at all, $40 to come to SipFest is quite a deal to take advantage of 20 wineries, 10 microbreweries, and 10 restaurants. But we all know that you're softies at heart, and so it always makes me feel better to know that $40 is going towards Encompass to the kids and to bring these really great programs. So tell me a story, Clay. I would like to hear, and you're an author, so I know you can tell good stories. Tell me a story. So in the last 3 years you've been there, what's a story that has really stuck with you?
You know what really hooked me was the very first day I was working there. My first job, we were expanding to a second campus to provide pediatric therapy to kids of all ages, and so my job was to put together a packet of information about those services. So I sat in on a therapy session with a little 3-year-old towhead girl, and she had a speech deficiency where she could not pronounce certain consonants at the ends and the beginnings of her words. And to watch over the course of 40 minutes the therapist work with her with toys and getting her to move something and describe it, and then touching her mouth and saying, try that again, do this again, and all of this positive encouragement. There's this wonderful toy where you put a plastic ball into the top of a plastic container, and the therapist would say, all right, I want you to repeat after me before you put the ball in, ready, set, go. And the girl said, ready, set, go. She had never said the word go with
G. Wow. Amazing. Oh, amazing. Thank you for sharing that story. You're listening to Walk the Talk with Kim, sponsored by Pearson Law Firm. Expect expert representation. I will have all the websites posted on walkthetalkwithkim.com. Thank you for listening. We appreciate it. And go support your local communities.